With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Russell Banks read about a catastrophe in a small Texas town, a school bus accident in which many children were killed. The town was torn apart by grief and greed after the tragedy.
Suits and countersuits and mistrust and anger, and the town had essentially come undone.
It's an idea Russell Banks explores in his novel, The Sweet Hereafter, in which sides are drawn after a school bus crash claims the lives of 14 children in a small upstate New York town. Like a shark, a big city lawyer surfaces to file a class action suit against the school district.
He says very explicitly, there are no accidents. There's always someone who was negligent.
Russell Banks says that after a calamity, the initial reaction seems to be to find someone to blame and to use the courts to hold that person accountable.
As if that were going to cure or somehow illuminate or explain what happened. And of course it doesn't, and it leaves us even more frustrated and angry than we were to begin with.
In the end, there's a demolition derby at a county fair in which a car once owned by the school bus driver is attacked on all sides by the other cars to the roar of the crowd in the stands, rather like the stoning of the woman in Shirley Jackson's The Lottery.
It was a coming together and a facing one another in a public arena in an organized and coherent way, dealing with the emotions that were evoked by the event.
Russell Banks' thoughtful novel, The Sweet Hereafter, was published by HarperCollins. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Russell Banks divides his time between Princeton University, where he teaches creative writing, and the Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York, where he has a summer home. Banks says he lives in an area of New York that is almost a wilderness.
It's like the West. It's in the East. It's the nearest thing to Montana, Idaho, that part of the West.
A vast tract dotted by small towns.
We're talking the center of the Adirondack Park, really, that 6 million acre reserve up there, which is laced with these small towns.
Russell Banks is comfortable in this northern clime, despite its brutal winters. He was born and raised in New Hampshire.
So I have this kind of early childhood sensory response to the sound of the wind in the pine trees and the fall of the light, or the sound of a brook or something like that. It smells right, you know.
Russell Banks sets his recent novel, The Sweet Hereafter, in a fictional town similar to the one in which he lives.
Where people know other people's children well, and their parents and grandparents, and who married whom and who divorced whom and who's having an affair with whom is pretty well known by the community at large.
The Sweet Hereafter is a taut, sensitive novel about the divisions in the town after a school bus accident claims the lives of 14 children. HarperCollins published The Sweet Hereafter by Russell Banks. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Plumber, salesman, window trimmer. Those were some of the jobs Russell Banks had as he struggled to make a career as a writer.
My generation of writers, those of us born, I suppose, in the early 40s or late 30s or whatever, we may be the last of the writers who had the old-fashioned kind of apprenticeship where the writer worked as a shoe salesman and a plumber and a truck driver and rode at night in a garret.
Russell Banks was born in a working-class environment in New Hampshire and was the first member of his family to go to college. He's the author of such acclaimed novels as Continental Drift, Affliction, and The Sweet Hereafter. Banks says writing is a job many people would find chaotic and frightening.
You're working alone in your room, and you're working at something you cannot know is any good. You can't even know for sure whether it makes any sense.
Banks teaches part of the year at Princeton.
I like going into the office and knowing that I've got to do it, and I've got to talk to a few people. I've got to be coherent today, and I've got to be lucid for a few hours.
In The Sweet Hereafter, his most recent novel, Banks writes of the people in a small town in upstate New York and how their lives are changed by a tragic bus accident that kills 14 children. It was published by HarperCollins. Russell Banks says he's found his rhythm about 2 years between books.
I'm easily distracted. I have a large family and a great many animal appetites that I like to satisfy.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.